Fancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb. It contains explicit language and adult content. It is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening, enjoy the show.
Hi, my name's Tim Babb, and I hope I can count on your vote in KTLA's Find Me a Comic Sweepstakes, where one comic is going to get the chance to perform on KTLA and at the John Lovitz Comedy Club in Hollywood, California. It's been a dream of mine ever since I was a young comic to perform on KTLA and at the John Lovitz Comedy Club. Even though the John Lovitz Comedy Club didn't exist when I was a young comic, still I had a dream. I had a vision. And I am counting on you, good people, to make that dream come true. So please, click on the link in the show notes, vote for me once a day, every day until May 14th, so that KTLA will find a comic that is me, Tim Babb. Please vote for Tim Babb. I am literally begging you to vote for me. Please. My name's Tim Babb, and I approve this message.
Tim,
Andy,
Noah,
Dancast.
Say welcome to Tancast this week, because he never does it.
No, it's not very welcoming.
Welcome to Tancast this week. I never do it.
So what you mean, what you say, motherfucker?
I did say what I meant. You interpreted it poorly.
No.
Yes.
Interpreted it perfectly.
Poorly.
Perfect.
Poorly.
Chosen poorly. Welcome to Tancast.
All right, I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
Tim's clearly annoyed. I'm Andy, the less annoyed A in Tancast.
I'm Noah. I'm not annoyed. There you go.
I just want to get things started.
All right.
Got shit to do.
All right, all right. All right, baby. Cool your jets,
hotshot. Let's do some tan laughs.
Tan laughs!
Holy shit, Tim's just gonna... Time to go. Gotta go.
What the fuck? Let's get it going, baby. What the fuck? Sit around staring at each other. I can't see you, motherfuckers.
Usually we sit around and we chat. It's like, hey, how's your week?
Fucking my week was great. Here's some motherfucking tan laughs. Well,
then again, I guess that's kind of the nature of Tancast, isn't it? We sit around and talk about our weeks.
So this tan laugh is a classic from Murray. I say classic because I believe he sent it back in July.
Ah, wow. Way to get on it.
You know what I mean? I like to let him age like a good wine.
wait, should we do the joke now? No, slow down.
Not yet. It's not ready, baby.
Although I hope we haven't done it already. I don't think we have. There's a lot of these, and he said a big chunk of jokes. And I think there's a lot of these we have done, but I don't think we've done this one. So here we go. One day, a 10-year-old boy is walking home from school, and a man pulls up and drives alongside him with his window down. I'll give you a bag of sweets if you get in the car, calls the man. No fucking way, says the kid. They travel a little further down the road. I tell you what, I'll give you a bag of sweets and $10 if you get in the car, calls the man. No fucking way, says the kid. They travel in silence for another block, and then the man puts on the brakes and yells, I'll tell you what, if you get in the car, I'll give you 3 bags of sweets, $50, and I'll take you to get the biggest ice cream you've ever seen. The kid stops, turns, and yells at the man, Look, Dad, you bought the fucking Volvo. You live with it.
Nice.
I must now take this opportunity to point out that the first two fuckins that I said were actually big, long, blank lines. I'm not sure why the kid is bleeped out for the first two fuckins, but the last fuckin is actually written in. Murray, our number one Australian fan, what's the deal there? I know, it was back in July. You're like, fucking, I don't remember what was happening in July 6, 2009.
He's like, I'm going through some tough shit, man.
I barely remember what I had for breakfast.
Now, you know what it was? He knows you can only drop the F-bomb once and still get a PG-13.
That must be it.
Because, as our Australian fan, he knows the ins and outs of the Motion Picture Association of America's rating system.
Naturally.
Well, shall I go next?
Do it!
All right. These jokes come from nobody. No listeners. No listeners sent these jokes in. I went out on the internet and found them.
Well, look at you.
Some of these may be rehashes. Because they all are. Why did the dead baby cross the road?
Stable to the chicken?
Chained to a bumper.
Ba-dum-bum-ba-dum-bum-bum.
What's the difference between a Cadillac and a pile of dead babies?
I've never ridden in a Cadillac.
I do not have a Cadillac in my garage.
Ah, I was close.
How many dead babies can fit in a barrel?
I don't know.
4.5. What's pink and red and sits in a corner?
A dead baby?
A baby chewing on razor blades.
Oh, no!
What's green and sits in a corner?
I don't know.
The same baby 6 weeks later.
Ew.
And finally, to make this a little bit less horrible, what do vegetarian ogres eat?
Babies?
Cabbage Patch Kids.
Oh.
That joke may not translate overseas. I don't know if the Cabbage Patch Kids were sold outside the U.S.
I'm sure Cabbage Patch Kids were an international phenomenon.
Were they?
No. I'm not sure of anything.
They were the BB babies of our childhood. Did I say beanie or BB?
BB babies.
BB blah, blah, blah. I'm sorry, the fat got in the way of my pronunciation.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Noah?
I got a joke. And here it goes. This was sent in by no one. This is, I'm still working off Maxims. There's 100 of these babies, so I'm going on a while. Anyways, a husband tired of his wife asking him how he looks buys her a full-length mirror. This does little to help as she now stands in front of the mirror looking at herself, asking him how she looks. One day, fresh out of the shower, she is yet again in front of the mirror, now complaining that her breasts are too small. The husband comes up with a suggestion. If you want your breasts to grow, then every day take a piece of toilet paper and rub it between your breasts for a few seconds. Willing to try anything, the wife fetches a piece of toilet paper and stands in front of the mirror, rubbing it between her breasts. How long will this take? She asks. Little girl slightly larger every day over a period of years, he replies. The wife stops. Why do you think rubbing a piece of toilet paper between breasts every day will make my breasts grow over the years? The husband shrugs. Why not? It worked for your butt, didn't it?
What up, what up, what up, what up? Well, I knew that one already, but I still think it's funny.
What was that?
Yeah. I said I had heard that one already. That's why I'm not. It wasn't
I think we might have done it on Tancast.
That I can't be sure of that.
Yeah, we forget. Fuck, there's been 100 of these things.
Yeah.
How do they keep them
straight? Now 101, technically.
We need a continuity person.
There's a dude on Mousetalgia. He's not actually on Mousetalgia. He's just one of Mousetalgia's fans. Fuck, that guy knows fucking the ins and outs of every episode. Like, he's doing a running tally of inside jokes. Fuck, he's got that shit nailed down. We need to be Mousetalgia good so we can get a fan who fucking...
He got that shit on lockdown.
Oh, man. Speaking of being Mousetalgia good, I got tagged in a Fall of Friday. You guys probably already saw my tweets about it.
Yeah, but I did.
It was like, Disney, me, Disney, 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 Tim, Disney, Disney, or something along those lines. I was like, I'm just sort of tucked away in there. And don't get me wrong, big fan of Disney. Love the Disney parks. Own several of the Disney movies on DVD. But I don't think my tweets should necessarily be mentioned in that company.
Sure.
You're crazy.
No, you didn't seem very committed to that, sure.
Sure. Why not? Do it.
Yeah.
Doing
so
it.
So late Friday night, I realized that I was arguing with somebody who had just started following me, that they should unfollow me.
Get out of here.
Way to go.
We don't want your kind.
No. Like I was warning him. It's like, hey, I'm a horrible, horrible person. Mouse Magic HD. Sorry, I had to look it up. Didn't want to fuck that up.
No, you don't. Don't fuck that shit up, motherfucker.
They're in HD. You can see them super crisp and clear.
By the way, Mouse Magic HD, if you somehow wound up listening to Tancast, welcome. Run away.
Nice.
Run away. Run away. I wanted to warn you guys that there's a more than slight possibility that the storm warning alarms might go off and send my family scrambling to the basement today.
What the fuck?
So, if I take off, I apologize. Mother Nature's being a real douche nut hoe bag today.
Maybe it's because we did a fucking money shot of oil all over her tits.
Maybe.
Oh,
maybe.
Hundreds of thousands of gallons a day.
Yep.
That can't be good.
Last I heard, they were talking about this may cost British Petroleum $3 billion. Because, they got to pay for all this shit.
Ooh.
I just went to check and see how fast the wind was blowing. According to the weather site, we're under a flash flood watch until late Monday night.
Andy, you get to have all the fun.
I do.
You lucky son of a bitch.
Yeah, it says the winds are gusting up to 10 miles an hour. That is some bullshit. their weather station must not be near my house.
Why do you say that?
The weather station's inside in front of a fan.
Because all of the branches on two of my trees were pointing the same direction for a while this morning.
10 miles an hour can do that.
Yeah, no. I've seen 10 mile an hour gusts here. These were like 20-30 mile an hour gusts.
And
at least
farts at 10 miles an hour.
Yeah. I mean, come on. I walk outside and, you know, I'm like Agent Orange in butt form.
Asians and orange? Asians are yellow, dude. Come on, get your racism right.
Agent Orange numbnuts.
You're a numbnuts, numbnuts.
What do you got to say to that, Andy?
I got nothing.
All right.
Although I think my nuts are starting to wake up.
You wake up in sections?
Yeah. Man, that would suck. You know, like when your leg falls asleep and starts to wake up with all the pins and needles, it's like, don't fucking touch anything against my leg. If your nuts fell asleep, oh, I think I just want them to stay asleep. Either that or be like, you know, just fucking knock me out. Hit me on the head repeatedly. Let me wake up after my nuts.
You can cut off your nuts and you don't have to worry about it.
Considering I'm in my early 30s and I have yet to actually have my nuts ever fall asleep, I don't think this is going to be like a big lifelong risk. This is more of a, man, wouldn't that suck if that ever happened?
Why take the chance?
Noah, everybody. advocating castration one person at a time.
I'm not advocating. I'm just saying, you know, if you're concerned about there are solutions.
Oh,
my
I'm
friend.
Sorry. You're Fox News advocating. I'm not telling you should. I'm just asking the question, why shouldn't you?
I'm just providing solutions, sir. You got problems, I got solutions. Cut off your balls.
He's like Osh, or is that Home Depot? I can't remember whose slogan that is now.
I don't know.
Osh 2.0.
Random.
Oh, it's actually, you've got questions, we've got answers. So it's not even the right slogan that I'm not quoting correctly. Fail, 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 scrotum.
I threw scrotum in there for no good reason.
That was like a fail burrito. It was like delicious fail wrapped inside of a fail wrapper.
Mm-hmm.
Wrapped inside of a wrapper. Yay! Good use of English there, Andy.
Can't be perfect.
Oh, could I just mention that if anybody has suggestions for inside jokes or things we talk about a lot, you can put them up. We posted a blog about – I posted a blog about it for the Tancast prep-isode. I've been going through old episodes, which, quite frankly, I'm getting pretty tired of the sound of your guys' voices.
Yeah. It takes me less than half an episode to get tired of my own voice. Speaking of which, my new company is rolling out a new...
Wait, before he goes off on that tangent. Anyway, so if you have... Jesus Christ, I didn't even finish talking about it.
Suck it down.
Anyway, I'm going to hijack this conversation. So if you have any inside jokes or things we mentioned a lot without explaining, leave them on the blog that I just linked in the show notes as comments. You have to leave a specific episode or anything unless you are that guy from Mousetalgia and you have that kind of facts at your disposal, in which case, God bless you. But if not, I've been going through, I'm about third of the way done, maybe, of finding clips, I would say.
Whoa.
We'll see. It's a lot of fucking work.
Oof.
It's fucking hard to find the first time we did shit. Like, I was trying to find the first Noah Mike fail. I'm like, I don't know where it is.
That's impressive, right, sir. We got to keep better show notes.
Bah. All right, so the company you work for is doing something and balls are falling off?
Oh, yeah, balls are falling off. Company is switching around the phone system, you know, that the main phone system that, like, thanks you for calling the company and asks you to press this to speak to this and that to speak to that or to hit this other number and, you know, try to dial by corporate directory or whatever.
Nope, no idea what you're talking about.
Seriously?
No, not seriously.
Okay. See, because you catch me off guard with those because it's like, well, Tim is stupid, but is Tim this stupid?
Tim is smart.
Sorry. I don't think anyone else is going to find that as funny as I just found that. Hang on, I just got retickled by it.
Wow, we've officially reached 3,000 comments on Tancast. Anyway, back to your story.
Well, and like the non-spammy ones.
Yeah,
shit, if we just
about.
Let all the spam ones through, that number would be really impressive.
Fuck, yeah.
Of course, there would be no conversations on Tancast.
You're like, why?
It would be like, fuck this.
How much spermatozoa cream do I need?
Mm-hmm.
Lots.
Lots and lots. Depends on if you're having bagels today.
Ew.
So, anyways, yeah, they were talking about, you know, oh, who can we have do this? And they're like, going down the list, and somebody goes, Andy, yeah, we should have Andy do this. Like, really? My voice causes diarrhea. Like, no, Andy, we're going to have Andy do it. Okay. So, callers to my new employer may soon hear my voice greeting them and thanking them for calling us.
Nice. It'd be funny if a Tancast listener calls in and goes, hey, wait a minute.
Yep. You will have found me. Quick call every company in Atlanta. I mean, you know, not super quick, because we haven't actually done any of this, and plans may change. But, you know, quick once we've done it.
You should disguise your voice.
Hello? It's called Glow Cogs. Leave a message at the tone.
I think you should totally do that. That would be funny.
Let's do the whole thing in falsetto. Hello! You have reached our company!
I was listening to an older episode where we all decided to sign off as characters and all of our impressions sucked ass.
So, good night, everybody. All right. This is Matthew McConaughey saying thank you for listening to Tancast.
Hoo-ah! Sal Pacino!
I think these guys are borderline retarded.
Our impression sucks.
That was my J. Moore Christopher Walken. I was doing an impression of J. Moore, doing an impression of Christopher Walken.
I can't even remember what it was.
Mine was probably Casey Kasem.
It may have been. Let's say. Who's to say it wasn't? Someone who listened to that episode, but that's not the point.
Hello, this is Casey Kasem. This impression sucks.
Was that Noah?
That was Noah.
Did you think Casey Kasem got up on this podcast?
I was like, Andy's doing a pretty shitty Casey Kasem, but that is an excellent Noah.
Oh, I did an impression
of like,
my...
Holy shit, is Casey Kasem nipping this bitch? Sorry, what were you saying, Andy?
I was saying I did an impression of my father-in-law the other night. Freaked my wife out. Not so because it was dead good. On, just because...
You were having sex at the time and she didn't want you to do an impression of her father?
No, but the content was questionable. And it was just close enough to her dad.
Yeah.
All right.
You should bust that out next time you're doing it. That's all. All
right, well, thanks everybody. This has been Tancast.
Don't take any wooden nickels.
But I like wooden nickels. Ah. Was there a movie that came out this week that I kind of wanted to... did you see any movies this week, Noah?
No. Was it Nightmare on Elm Street that you kind of wanted to see?
Oh, yeah, kind of.
It's not getting great reviews.
No.
Maybe you should kind of not see it.
Maybe I'll wait till I can see it for free.
Yeah, maybe you should kind of wait for DVD.
14% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, I guess it's the same people who were involved with the remake of Friday the 13th, and that blew a big ball.
Michael Bay's like, what other horror franchise can we run into the ground?
They said the guy who played Freddy was good, but he just wasn't the same as Robert Englund, and B, his makeup was shitty.
I mean, they keep showing quick shots, but every time I see it in the preview, I'm like, that does not look good. Maybe once the movie comes out, it'll look better.
You know, I've been thinking the same thing.
It just looks like a wad of silly putty on his face. Like, it looks like shitty 80s horror makeup. But,
I was like, how in the 80s they make a better mask than they do now?
Hey, right, I was like, but wait, in the 80s, the actual Freddy Krueger makeup was, and, like, it fucking looked fantastic. Why didn't they just call... They have the number of the guy who did Freddy versus Jason, I'm sure. He's still around. Did you lose it? Fuck, man, have you seen my Rolodex? No. Fuck it. Give me some silly putty, a knife, and a prayer book.
Living on a prayer. I'm sure there's a song that goes
like
that.
Did you just sing Living on a Prayer to the tune of Living on the Edge by Aerosmith?
I don't know.
It was kind of all mashed up in there.
He just did an instant mashup.
I still kind of want to see The Losers.
The B team?
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of do too.
Even though that didn't get great reviews either. But it seemed like even though it didn't get great reviews, I would still like it. Like,
okay.
It just seems like a fun little movie. But...
Comma.
I
I'm trying to think. Did I see any movies this weekend? I started watching Southland Tales.
Mm-hmm.
Which Kevin Smith has a, I don't know, cameo, I guess it would be. But, I mean, he has some scenes, so I don't know if that's still considered a cameo. Yeah, it was like, and I don't think you would really recognize him, but you, like, physically, because he had a lot of makeup on, but, like, I'm like, that fucking sounds like Kevin Smith. It is fucking weird. But it has a ton of fucking people in it. It's got The Rock, it's got Sean Austin Scott. Is that how you say his name? Is that what it is? Stifler from,
Sean William Scott?
Sean William Scott.
Yep.
It's got, fuck if I remember his name, Saturday Night Live guy, he was in The Wedding Singer.
Adam Sandler?
Not that guy. The fat one.
Oh.
That sings.
That guy in the wedding
fuck. Singer? I'm not going to remember his name.
John Lovitz?
So, John Lovitz. Got John Lovitz in it.
Wow. How did I pull that one out?
The Wedding Singer was the first John Lovitz thing you went to? Like, everybody knows him in The Wedding Singer for his one scene.
What else has he been in?
And I'm reaping all the benefits.
He was in City Slickers 2.
Oh, yeah.
He was in Loaded Weapon 1.
I don't remember
he
that.
He was in My Balls.
Mm-hmm. For some reason, he's really memorable to me in Wedding Singer.
Odd.
I find his...
He was in Rat Race, but a shit ton of people were in Rat Race. That might not have helped either.
I just like his... Wait, no. I can't remember what fucking song he sung, but it was very amusing. Ladies' Night.
Yes. Woo! Woo! Sophisticated mama!
That whole scene abused me, and I think that's why I remember it. But so let's run down the staff of Southland Tales real quick.
Let's
okay,
do
there's
that.
A bunch of people at the top that I've never fucking heard of.
Motherfucking motherfucker.
Wait, is this a TV show? No.
Whoa. Sorry.
What?
Furry Vengeance has a 2% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I just noticed that.
Oh, sure, Michelle Geller.
Oh wait, now I'm interested. Let's perk back up, Andy. Let's focus. We're paying attention now.
Oh yes.
The Rock, Christopher Lambert, John Larroquette, Ling Bai, who is weird and been in a lot of movies. She's like an Asian actress who...
Oh, you know what? I think I started to watch Southland Tales, and I think I gave up.
Mandy Moore. Sean William Scott, like I said. Kevin Smith. Justin Timberlake. Oh, yeah. That's it. I feel like there's more. Oh, I guess Eli Roth was in it, if you give a shit about him. Man who gets shot on toilet. Uncredited, unconfirmed.
So, well, yeah, spoiler.
I didn't really pay attention.
I guess he gets shot on the fucking toilet. Shit.
So I'll have to start watch again. But it just seemed very weird. Like, The Rock is an actor who's married to a political person, and he loses his memory, and they're trying to, like, blackmail him by taking him... they take him with this cop who's Sean William Scott, and John Lovitz busts in and shoots somebody, and they film him being there, and they're gonna blackmail him. It's very odd. I couldn't say I recommend it from what I saw of it.
Yep. Yeah, I did. I started to watch this.
I think Kevin Smith thought it was alright, but he was in it, so what is he gonna say? I mean, he's honest, but at the same time, I think he tries not to burn bridges too much.
He's not that honest.
He walks a line.
He said Revenge of the Sith was a good fucking movie.
Yep.
Eat a bag of dicks.
Yep.
What'd you say?
Bag of dicks.
Eat a hot bowl of dicks, like a...
A hot bowl, a fat bag, whatever he wants. Whatever, however he wants to transport the dicks. That's up to him.
Yeah. He can fry them up in grease, and I would be willing to bet he would.
Harry Brown was the movie I was thinking of, but it's only a limited release, so it may not be available everywhere.
Oh, so Harry Brown? What is this Harry Brown?
You know, Michael Caine is an old guy
in a shitty neighborhood
in London, and fucking one of his friends dies, and he goes fucking Liam Neeson on motherfuckers.
Yeah, that did kind of look kind of good. I also wanted to see the weird, the good, the bad, and the weird, which is like kind of like Asian Western movie that's supposed to be pretty good.
It will surprise you to no end to learn that I have A, no idea what you're talking about, and B, no desire to find out more.
Yep, that does not surprise me at all.
I was keeping guessing.
Every man has a breaking point. Did you know that, Tim?
And so do my balls. I don't want to find out what they are.
Is it limited release right now? Is it going to get wider, or is it this is it for it, or do you even know?
I'm pretty sure it's going to get wider.
Okay. Michael Caine. Did you hear they announced the next Batman release?
I heard they were officially writing it now, but that's all I heard.
Nice. I think 2012?
Not too bad the world's
going to
end.
Just in time for the world to end. Sweet.
And it was actually the guy who's directing it, Christopher Nolan, who announced it. I found out yesterday when I was at the garage sale with OG Steph. That's what I did with my Saturday.
Oh, that's right. I was going to stop by. I didn't.
Were you really?
No.
Okay. It was a party. Jeff was there. Miranda was there. Katie was there.
Danelle was working hard, and so I was providing support.
Working hard around the house?
No, she had a. She was doing online classes. And so she had this like huge paper that like they only gave you 12 hours to do it, and some people didn't finish. So she did in less than 12 hours, but still wanted to be like the go-to person if she needed something. So I was able to help out a couple things, but mostly I just sat around here waiting and not bothering.
Like she asked you questions?
No. She'd be like, "Hey, can you look this up? Because I don't want to take the risk of exiting out of this program or whatever."
Ah, gotcha.
Because for some reason, her Apple loves to hop off and on the internet. Like, you know what? Fuck it. I don't see the internet anymore. What? Nothing's changed. It's all here. Nope, it's not. Fuck you. I'm Apple.
Oh, really? You still have issues?
Not as bad as before, where we couldn't get on without just destroying the entire internet system. And where, like, she was like, for some reason my computer won't see the internet. And I pulled up my laptop, and I was like, this PC can. That's weird.
Dick.
Suck on that, Steve Jobs. Suck on it. Give a good sucking.
Suck it down.
Suck it long and suck it hard. Suck it all fucking night, cocksucker.
You're a silly monkey.
Oh, hey, now, monkey.
Too soon?
Just soon enough.
So yeah, that's what I did with my Saturday, most of it.
We finally started catching up on some television.
Television. Okay,
we were 3 weeks behind on CSI, and
you
2 weeks behind on
piece
Mentalist.
Of shit. Well, now, what are you doing with this time? Are you being productive with your time that you're not watching TV?
Well, sort of. Like I've been working on, I'm editing a new Kingdom comedy that's taking a long time to edit, and also working on this the Tancast prepisode. And mostly I'm just not turning on the television because it distracts Danelle while she's working, and she's been working for the last 3 weeks.
Okay. Look at you, what a good husband.
And also because we don't have a television anywhere else but the main room that I can watch these things on.
I guess she probably doesn't use your office to do her work.
No.
My wife has an office and does not use it.
Aren't you in the office?
No, she has her own.
You have two separate offices?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of them's going to be a library and one of them's going to be the media room.
Yeah, hers is like, you know, where she has all her books. I mean, she has a desk in there, so she, you know, she works in there and she does her makeup in there. But she doesn't like to use it. She likes to do it right in the living room. I'm like, I'm going to be watching TV. You sure?
Yeah, because I'm going to sit out here and complain about it.
No, she didn't complain. I was thinking about trying a little experiment and not watching TV for, well, sometimes I don't watch TV, but it's not because I'm doing anything productive. But I was thinking of not watching TV and actually spending that time, like, doing work on projects that I've been wanting to do around the house. I was like, I bet I could get a lot done if I actually, you know, do the project instead of just sitting on my ass.
I've been having similar thoughts recently, but I always remember how much I like sitting on my ass.
It is very nice.
I read an article that sitting down is actually bad for our health.
It is. Even if you work out, like, you know, but the more time you sit down, it's bad for your health. Yeah. Like, even if you work out normally.
What about laying down? Is laying down as bad for your health as sitting down?
I don't think it is, actually.
You know what? Living is bad for your health.
Yes. That is true. I mean, oxygen is a very corrosive element.
The body is made to, like, support your weight via the entire body as opposed to stopping at the hips and pelvis, and so that actually puts more strain on, like, your heart and your, obviously, your back and, like, they were saying something about how standing actually makes you 90%, like, it's something increases by 90% your ability to burn calories, I think it is. Or maybe it's your metabolism or something like that, and then sitting down decreases it by 95%.
Nice.
I don't know what the zero point is if standing is 90% more and sitting is 95% less. So what – state of being is that 0%, I'm not sure. But.
Squatting.
Genuflecting keeps everything neutral.
Yes, because the natural human position is taking a shit.
So I am now standing for the rest of this podcast.
Are you really?
Yep.
You like to explore the area anyways.
Yeah, but I would say for the last couple tan casts, I've just been pretty much sitting at the computer.
I always recline.
Oh, well, that ought to do it.
Nailed it.
Should I squat?
Yes.
Okay, but just warning, if I squat, I may poop.
Hot. I don't give a shit if you poop at your house.
Yeah, fucking, you're all the way across the country. I can't smell it from here.
Yeah, but then I'll have to wash my ass.
So Harry Potter has not a whole theme park, but like a huge land, I guess, opening in Universal Studios, Florida. And it'll be just in time. I mean, it'll just be like a month before me and Danelle go to Disney World. So I looked into, I'm like, oh, well, how much would it be to just, you know, pop over there for a day? A shit ton of money. That's how much it would be.
Yeah, didn't you tweet it was like $240?
Yeah, I didn't realize that's not even getting back to our hotel. So it's a $40 cab ride to get there. It's $80 each to get in the park, and then another $40 cab ride to get back.
Fuck me. $80 to get in the park.
Yes.
They know they're Universal, right? Like, nobody... nobody, like, confused them and made them think they were Disney or anything.
And that's just one. They have two parks, but that only gets you into one.
And how much is it to get into a Disney park, though?
I don't know, but it's a Disney park.
I would say...
And once again, the number of rides is not... It's still not very much. I would say there were... And this is including, like, the fucking little kiddie rides. I would say there's maybe 10 or 12 rides. I'm like, really? For $80?
Well, I'm sure there's other stuff to do besides rides.
Yeah, go sit and look at things.
Not everyone's into rides, sir.
At a theme park, that's what people are into.
No. Amusement park is just a theme. It doesn't even have to have rides.
For the sitting and looking at things, going to like an aquarium or a museum is much more bang for your buck.
Well, they're still open.
I disagree with you, Noah. A theme park is an amusement park that is just better than an amusement park.
Ah, I just say it has a theme. It doesn't necessarily even have to have rides.
The term theme park is usually applied to a park that has rides because
yes, to
Disneyland
an amusement
was the first
park.
But there's lots of words that we usually apply them to, but doesn't necessarily mean what we apply them to. It can mean broader
things. Well, I'm just saying you're trying to get out on a technicality, but when anyone says theme park, they're like, well, I hope they're not rides there.
I would just say just because it's generally used that way doesn't mean it has to be that way. A theme park, like I said, could be anything, any theme.
Yeah, it could be anything, but then people wouldn't go to it. Like, it could be a spinach buffet. I wouldn't want to go to one. That's our theme, baby! It's Spinach Land!
Well, according to Wikipedia, amusement parks and theme parks are terms for a group of rides and other entertainment attractions assembled for the purpose of entertaining a large group of people. An amusement park is more elaborate than a simple city park or playground, blah, 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 blah. Theme park is differentiated from an amusement park by its various lands devoted to telling particular stories.
Okay, this is rides and other entertainment attractions. Universal Studio has rides.
Yeah, but it doesn't say rides or other entertainment attractions.
But Universal Studio has rides. Didn't
Not
have
very
a lot
many,
of rides.
And that was my point, and that was my bone of contention.
All right. It's still a theme park.
Yes, but it's
I
still
didn't say
Tim's
it wasn't
bone.
A theme park.
All right. I'm saying people don't necessarily go for rides.
Yes, but I'm saying you're not talking enough about Tim's bone.
Okay.
Well, I know we have a fair cross-section of theme park goers. How many of our listeners go to theme parks not for rides?
I'm not saying not for rides. I'm saying just for rides.
But still, I would say rides are the primary focus that people go to amusement parks for. Theme parks, I'm sorry.
I don't know, because people take their young kids, like young kids that can't even go on rides to theme parks.
But they have kiddie rides.
But not some of them can't even go on the kiddie rides.
Well, why would you take those motherfuckers?
I don't know, but people do.
Wait, what kid can't go on what kiddie ride?
You still have to be a certain size to go on certain kiddie rides.
I've seen babies on, like, It's a Small World. Fucking babies. I'm like, what? That fucking baby is not going to remember shit. Why are you taking the baby? The baby has no fucking idea.
I'm not saying all rides, but I'm just saying
just
people go just
rub your baby around
like...
some Christmas lights. It'll be the same fucking thing. It's not going to know.
Okay.
Leave your baby at home. That's what I'm saying. Andy, you heard me. Leave your baby at home.
Okay.
Have the cats watch him.
Lick him to death.
Who's watching this baby? The furry ones are watching the pink one, and the pink one's watching the furry ones?
Jay and Silent Bob?
Yes.
Nailed it.
Which is why I also yell fuck around my son as often as possible.
Fuck. Fuck. Mother, fuck. Well, there we go. So you're not going to Universal Studios. It's settled.
Yeah, fuck them.
Unless Universal Studios listening to this wants to comp us some passes.
In which case, unfuck them.
Well, now that you put them down...
What do you mean put them down? I just said they didn't have enough rides.
Poo-pooed how many rides they have. I don't think they'll be giving you anything. On the other hand, Universal Studios...
Maybe they want to prove me wrong by how great their 14 rides are. Maybe they want to make me eat my words by giving me a free pass so that I can come back and talk about it on Tancast. You know, like when Stephen Colbert was talking shit about Miracle Whip, and then they sent him some Miracle Whip and advertised on his station. I mean, on his show. Do you not remember that?
Did you not see that? I remember that. And he produced counter advertising for mayonnaise?
Yes. Noah, do you have any idea what we're talking about?
Vaguely.
It's funny because Distorted View had also made fun of the same commercial because Miracle Whip had this commercial like, we are Miracle Whip and we are not going to tone it down. It's like, and the Distorted View is like, fuck you. You're fucking mayonnaise. Tone it down. Like, eat a dick.
Even if you're like some sort of tangier variant on mayonnaise. Nobody has ever like, dude, I totally just did a beer bong. And then I did a keg stand, then I went skateboarding, and then I had some Miracle Whip. I went skydiving while eating a Miracle Whip and tuna sandwich.
Blah!
I don't think Tim's a fan.
For some reason, in my head, I constructed that as whipped cream on tuna fish, and that... Even though I know that's not what you just said, but for some reason that's what happened in my mind, and then there was no way to stop the blah reaction as I pondered that possibility.
So I see.
There you go.
I am not a fan of the Miracle of the Whip.
I like it.
I don't recall having strong feelings about it one way or the other.
I will admit I enjoy it.
Excellent. It's sweet. That's what I don't like about it.
You don't like sweet things?
Not... like a sweet mayonnaise on my sandwich. Nah, it doesn't do it for me.
Well, see, I do it with the, like, tuna, and then, you know, put a little bit of, like, relish and a little bit of dill and some garlic and some onion in there.
You would.
Yeah, I would.
I do like it in potato salad. That's all.
Did you say potato salad?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can see that.
I don't know if it was Skype, but it sounded like all those syllables were on top of each other. Potato salad.
No, must have been Skype. Came over fine for me.
Okay. It's like potato sal were all one syllable and then id.
That is all.
That's all. Those are good with Miracle Whip.
Oh!
Pee-pee.
I went out to eat this weekend.
Oh, shizzle my nizzle.
At a place called Banana Leaf.
I've heard of this place. How is it?
I thought it was very good. It's at McCarthy Ranch in, I'm not sure what town that is in. Milpitas?
That is Milpitas, sir.
Milpitas.
Okay. There you go, Milpitas. Yeah, it's Malaysians, which is kind of like a combination of other foods. So they have, like, some curry. I think there's some Thai influence in there. It was very crowded. I had and the presentation was very nice. We went with my friend Abel and his wife. And she had mango shrimp, and they brought it in a mango that had, like, you know, all the stuff scooped out and was cut in half, so it was served in the mango. And we got pineapple fried rice, and that was served in half of a pineapple. And it was very delicious. And I had some fried chicken, of course, because, you know, wherever black man goes, he's got to find a way to get his fried chicken in.
Look, man, I know it's a vegan restaurant, but could you hook a nigga up with some fried chicken? Come on, baby. I know you got some. Come on, baby. Come on. You knew I was coming.
Okay, it's not meat. It's chicken.
So, yeah, it was very good. We had a fried mango ice cream for dessert.
Ooh.
With fried bananas. And it was delicious.
Did I tell you I finally had the double down?
Oh, what did you think of it?
It was quite tasty. Could have used some bread, though.
That's what I... Well... Hey, I would have gotten one... Well, I felt it was too greasy.
I don't really have that problem.
I would have gotten rid of one piece of... I would have changed it to get rid of one piece of chicken and then just put that between two pieces of bread.
No, don't you understand? That goes against the very heart and soul of the double down.
I know people don't want the bread. I'm just saying, for me, that would have been delicious. Otherwise,
I would have actually rather them do it like it's a Big Mac but with chicken. So just put a second piece of bread in between the two, and then a third, and then put an actual bun on the whole thing. So it was like a double decker chicken sandwich.
Someone took one of those and took it to In-N-Out Burgers and made like a double decker down. Like it had like two pieces of meat between bread and the chicken. And
oh, so they added a double double to a double down.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow.
That's commitment to death right there.
Well, I had it, and it tasted good, but I was driving to University of Santa Barbara for a show, and a couple exits later, I'm like, I have to get off the freeway right now, and there's a Chevron station that I doubled down all right.
Really? It went through you?
Woo! Like a rocket ship. I was like, God damn.
That shit don't fuck around.
Yeah,
where's your poop all greasy?
Yep. And spicy.
So would you have it again, Tim?
Probably not. If they discounted it heavily, if they're like, oh, this week it's only a dollar, I'd be like, all right, well, I'll get in on that.
Well, it's hard to beat a dollar for just about anything.
That's what I'm saying.
I love those dollar tacos at Jack in the Box. Two tacos, 99 cents. Delicious. And they're a dollar. Yeah, I would not have it again. I think even if it was heavily discounted.
Oh, even if it was discounted, you would say, no, sir, I shall not partake in your bullshit.
Yeah, it just made me feel kind of gross.
It did make me feel kind of gross, especially when I was shitting it back out immediately after.
Yeah,
and there was still enough left over that when I got to UCB, or UCSB, I still had to shit it out again. I was like, oh, there's more.
That whole marketing thing about, we don't have time for buns, we don't have room for buns, or buns are just in the way, whatever, all the rest of that shit, that's just bullshit. It's just marketing. I don't think that anybody's ever gone, you know what I really want? A sandwich that I can't touch with my hand.
Well, some people, the whole, what the fuck is it? Was it Atkins or whatever one where you weren't supposed to eat bread and carbs?
I can't imagine that this is Atkins friendly, because that's a lot of breading on that fried chicken.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I'm a fan of bread.
If they had
a
grilled version of the double down. Sorry, what?
I said, I'm a fan of the bread. I like it.
I like bread. Although, apparently Noah doesn't like it when it's on the end of a pizza. Then he's all done with it.
Okay, so the difference between a sandwich, and this is not always the case, but usually you can get, stuff in each bite of bread. And, I don't like the little part of bread that's left over that doesn't have anything left in it. Like, if you're eating a sandwich.
I understand that. That's one reason why I don't like McDonald's hamburgers. Because you always have that, line of bites before you actually achieve meat.
I like buns. Buns are part of the excitement for me. Am I wrong?
No.
Bread, starch, yes.
Yes,
I just like bread.
I like bread. I will eat bread by itself. I will
but
dip
even
bread
when I'm having
into
a burger,
things.
I'm like, oh, look, some bread and this burger. Hooray.
Yeah, but when I'm getting down for a sandwich, I want that bread to combine with all the rest of the things that I'm eating. I don't just want it to be dry bread when I was expecting meat. Delicious.
When I'm getting down for a sandwich... It makes the activity of, stuffing your fat face seem a lot more hip than it actually is. Man, I'm getting down for a sandwich.
And energetic. Yeah, well, it's because I always eat sandwiches when I squat. I've heard it's better for
you. Take a bite, squat, bite, squat, bite, squat.
No. I just remain squatting.
Oh, okay.
The bite and squat, that's far too active.
So, yeah, I like stuff. On each bite of bread, which is why
you're just
gonna
leave it right there.
I like stuff.
So I like stuff. Well, thanks for clearing that up.
What? Oh, I tried all the new Mountain Dews.
You have a favorite?
Wow. No.
All right.
I tried them all, and I was like, I would just get a regular Mountain Dew. Like, none of these make me go, I'd drink this over a regular Mountain Dew. I don't know. Do both of you know that there's, three new flavors that they're testing
out? I knew only because of Distorted View, because one of the Mountain Dew flavors is Distorted, and so I think they were trying to get people to vote for that one.
Oh, that one is tastes like if you were sucking on a lime lollipop and drinking a Mountain Dew.
Oh, sidebar. I went to Wells Fargo to deposit a check, and they gave me a free lollipop, which is odd in and of itself, but it was actually it was a dum-dum, not an actual lollipop. If you know that brand of lollipop, they're kind of tiny. Anyway, the flavor was banana split. I was like, thanks, Wells Fargo, but no thanks.
You didn't even try it?
Fuck no!
Dude.
You weren't even curious?
Artificial banana is nastier to me by far than anything else. Like, artificial grape, lower, and I know you guys will probably argue with me on that one, because you're black.
Oh, I love artificial grape flavor.
Yeah, what's wrong with artificial grape?
Gives me a headache. Can't stand it.
You give me a headache and diarrhea.
It's all that ear raping I do.
Oh, you know, I was listening to Tancast after I ate the Double Down. Maybe that was the problem.
Maybe it was a combination of
maybe I'm blaming the sandwich for something that was Andy's fault.
Hear that, kids? Don't listen to Tancast while eating your Double Down. Won't cause diarrhea.
It's an explosive combination of stool.
Should I warn my office?
Oh, that would be awesome if everybody called in and got diarrhea.
Like, I don't know what's going on, but every time I call your voice center now, I get diarrhea.
I have a bad case of diarrhea. Anyway, so no, I didn't try it, and I may try it just to find out how horrible it is.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say they were horrible. Like, I finished them, but none of them, like... I like Dew, so I would not pick them over.
Oh, you're going
Dew.
Back to the Mountain Dew. Okay, was talking about the lollipop, but yes, back to Mountain Dew.
Oh, yeah. So you just tossed it without even trying it?
No, I still have it.
Oh, okay.
Tim's going to give it to someone he hates.
Here's some radio drama for you. Do you have it with you right now?
It's in the other room. Should I go get it?
Yes. Try it on air. On air,
oh,
but whatever.
Oh, shit! I'll be right back. You continue talking about Mountain Dew.
All right.
Okay, so yeah, So
you know
distorted.
What? I decided I really liked the honest sugar version of Mountain Dew that was out for a little while, and now it was gone, apparently.
Oh, the one without high fructose in it?
Yeah.
Which is like real sugar?
Yep.
I didn't try it. I think Code Red is still my favorite Mountain Dew.
Code Red's too syrupy to me. I enjoyed Code Red for a while. I gotta say, I like Baja Blast, which is available, I guess, only at Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And I like Voltage.
Oh, yeah.
My wife likes Voltage, too. She was really surprised. She had a sip of mine. And then, like, drank most of the rest of the 2-liter that we got.
So let me break down the other flavors. Oh, Distorted? Well, yeah, so that was, like, Lime Lollipop with Mountain Dew.
I might actually give that a shot.
Typhoon. It was a very strong lime taste. I didn't think it was... It's like... If you don't like Code Red, I don't know if you'd like that, but give it a shot.
Was it, like, really syrupy, or was it, like just sour?
No, I guess it would be more syrupy than sour.
Yeah, I probably won't like it.
Your mama's more syrupy than sour, Snap!
Typhoon was fruit punch, but not, like, fruit punch that I think of. It's, like, fruit punch where they add, like, extra, like, exotic flavors into it.
So you're thinking of, like, Hawaiian fruit punch.
Yeah, like when I think of fruit punch, I think of Hawaiian fruit punch, but it was something a little more than that. Mixed with Mountain Dew. That's basically what they all are, you know. Something else with a hint of Dew. And then the creamy jizz-colored one was like Squirt mixed with Mountain Dew.
You know what's funny is White Out and Squirt are both euphemisms for ejaculating.
Did you guys see... There was this news. You probably saw it, Andy, because you watched The Daily Show. But they were doing some local Fox channel was doing a story about how people don't want it to be called soy milk anymore.
Yes.
Should milk that's not from a cow be called milk? What do you think?
Yeah, sure. Mother's milk is not from a cow, and we call it milk. Doctor, something to freak.
They're talking about things like the soy milk,
right?
You know, the rice milk.
Yeah. Why not? Yeah. What else are we going to call it? Soy juice? You can't do that.
Soy jism.
Rosetta.
Okay, that's an option too. Yeah. And then...
Fine coming.
Wait, what was this?
It was just some news report, and they were talking like they were going to do a story about how health expert or some
like
fucking
a real
people
news report.
Their...
Yes, yeah, like a local Fox station.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the lady was like, "What should we call it? Soy jism?"
Yeah, one lady just pipes up, like, not even being asked, soy jism? And they're like, oh, okay, that's not right, no. And, like, and then, like, it's funny, because, like, they didn't show this all on The Daily Show, but, like, they sort of go on with the story, and then you can hear the health reporter go, wait, what did she say?
That's going to enter our common parlance along with keep fucking that chicken.
As well it should. Soy jism.
Soy jism.
Which sounds like just bad Spanish. You're saying I'm jism.
Nice.
Well, so I guess we all were. We all were at one point.
I have the banana-flavored dum-dum.
Do it, dude.
And I also have the video camera, so we can post this to prove that I'm actually eating it.
Do it, dum-dum.
That's what I was like about NPR, when they're actually, like, doing stuff, like, okay, I'm unwrapping it, and you can hear, like, it takes me there. It takes me on a little journey.
You hear me unwrapping it?
There it goes.
Or rubbing the wrapper in front of the microphone, since the camera can see me. There it is, banana split. I'm showing the camera. Banana split. Artificial banana split. Not that genuine banana split lollipop that you may have been expecting.
Oh, man, I thought they had shrunk it down and put it in lollipop form. Wouldn't that be awesome if you took it out and it was like a little banana on like a toothpick with like some whipped cream?
Yep, tastes exactly like I thought it would, like artificial banana.
Disgusting.
Yeah. Why did I even bother putting split after it? It just tastes like artificial banana ass.
Well, there goes
my opportunity to punish somebody on Halloween.
What the fuck did you just link me to, dude? I guess us. You said it on the main chat line here.
I don't know if you heard. I was chanting that earlier. I wanted to make sure everybody knew what we were talking about.
I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea.
I haven't opened it. I haven't been able to open it yet. My Firefox has a lot of tabs open, so it takes a while to load sometimes.
Well, that is enough of this fucking dum-dum lollipop. Wow, Andy is having a ball!
Because those three charming Asian ladies in workout clothes all have a bad case of diarrhea and are chanting about it in unison.
Is this like for upset stomach diarrhea?
What's that?
Is that for, like, those Pepto-Bismol commercials?
No, it's like a workout video.
I believe...
They're doing the shit squats, except they're not squatting. That would have been much better.
I believe this was supposed to be... I don't know if this was, like, serious or just a joke, but I think it was supposed to be, like, a learn valuable phrases in English by you know, chanting and dancing along with them. And so, like, you see this phrase in... Asian. I don't know what language they're speaking. I'm sorry. I think it's Japanese.
Asian.
I don't want to be wrong. I don't know Japanese. Fucking that's Chinese, dickwad. Or I don't want to say Chinese. That's Korean, you fucking insensitive cock-knocker.
They were speaking Asian.
Oh, shit. What's that from?
I think it's from Cable Guy.
Yes! Fuck, that's a good obscure reference, sir. But anyway, so they're chanting up and down. I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Oh, I have a headache from that. I have an honest to God headache.
Oh yeah,
I heard that on
the story
review,
double down sandwich.
That's why I figured I would share.
You know what's kind of sad about that double down sandwich? I kind of want to go try it right now.
That's just because you've sworn off fast food for the month, and so it's like it's tempting you.
No, I haven't sworn off fast food. I just want to eat less.
Oh, I thought you said you weren't going to eat fast food for a month.
Oh, did I? Maybe I did. Oh, yeah, I kind of do.
Then Noah got back to his senses and like, wait, no, grease is delicious.
wait. Sometimes I want to cook shit, and I want a meal within 5 minutes.
I like the voiceover.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Oh, the guy who's first says it?
Yeah. Where the fuck did you load, Link?
Oh, my head.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Oh, my wife and I have, as we were kind of looking at our finances and everything, we have committed to cooking at home a lot more and eating out a lot less and cutting back on fast food. So we're going to live healthier and cheaper, but not as happy.
No, so sir. True. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I want to eat out less too, because I was going for a lot of fast food. It's so easy and delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And the food my wife cooks is very good. But sometimes you want some bacon and beef mixed together.
Yeah.
Oh, I want a BLT now from Subway.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Well, this is very catchy. Eat out at Subway less often.
The Taco Bell theme song.
And plus, I'm a sucker for commercials. Every time there's like something new, I'm like, I want to try it. You got me. You got me, dude.
The one commercial I can think of that sticks with me was for those. Not even for food. It was for one of those. What do you call it? Cleaning, those cleansing, disinfecting wipes that they use. Like, it's like they're like hand wipes that you use. Yeah. I think it was Clorox. But they showed someone wiping it down the counter with a sponge, and then they replaced it with a thing of raw chicken. Like, you might as well just be rubbing raw chicken all over your counter. Like, just the implication. That has stuck with me, but it has backfired because I always buy the generic brand. I have never bought the Clorox wipes. So, you very effective advertising that got me to not buy your product.
but you don't want to rub raw chicken on your counter.
I don't.
That's why he doesn't use sponges.
I use Genera wipes.
We don't use sponges, but we do use just like rags.
To riches?
No, just like
yeah, because you can wash a rag. I mean, sponges get funky. I rinse and then squeeze and wring and then set it on something where there's a lot of airflow and whatever. And sponges are still funky within like a week.
Well, you can run them through the dishwasher.
Sponges?
Yeah,
I'm gonna try that.
That's a good way to clean them.
I am going to too. I don't know why I'm so excited about it.
Well, me too, because I'm realizing how fucking fast we're going through sponges. I'm like, sponges are a waste.
Yeah. So you just run it.
Oh man, once the sponge starts to turn a little bit, like you touch it with your hand, and you're like washing your hand for half an hour, and you still like get a whiff of it every time you eat.
Yeah, smell the sponge funk.
Oh yeah, it's like it becomes hand funk, but you can't get it out of your hand.
So the dishwasher gets pretty hot in there, and it gets hot enough to I think kill. I don't know if everything. I mean, I haven't done the scientific research, but definitely gets rid of that funk smell. I can tell you that. You know what we also started doing?
We also started making our own cleaning products.
Sorry, I get this image of Noah collecting his Wii and then distilling it down to make ammonia.
No, we just use borax and baking powder, and I think some vinegar goes in there. I don't know. Steffi does it, but I have some recipes and. I've stopped wearing deodorant.
We know. I don't even live in the same city, and I know.
I don't even live in the same time zone.
And I started using baking powder, which works awesomely.
Are you sure, or are you just convincing yourself that it works awesomely?
No, like, I could smell myself, and when I use baking powder, like after I shower, I can go the whole day, and I don't smell anything.
Huh. That's pretty impressive. But you know what?
What?
I think this is more like what you smell like.
Hmm?
Click the link.
I know they haven't proven that the stuff in deodorant does anything to you, but I'm like, well, why use it at all if I don't have to?
Are those baby skunks?
They are. Aren't they adorable? Look, Mommy, we found kittens.
Those aren't stuffed animals?
No, those are baby skunks.
Why are they playing with the baby skunks?
Because they're so cute.
Were they playing with it, someone stopped. I'm sure an adult didn't say, hey, knock that off. They stopped and took a picture.
I fear for this world.
So, Tim, what made you lose your faith in humanity maybe a week ago, a few days ago? You tweeted about it.
That is a good question. I do not recall. Let me see if I passed my 2000th tweet and didn't say anything about it.
Oh,
wow. That's a lot of fucking tweeting, dude.
Yeah, I'm at 1400. I thought that was quite a bit.
I'm at something.
Yeah, I also missed 1701. I was going to do something special for it, but it just came and went.
1701?
The registry number of the Starship Enterprise. Duh.
Wow. Oh, my God. Dude, I didn't even get that.
Sweet Jesus.
Oh, yeah, I'm at a whopping 341 tweets.
And I bet 90% of them about how fucking far you ran.
Probably.
I was just about to say that. How many of them are just like, hey, everybody, I just ran 3 miles. I ran 4 miles. I ran 80 miles.
Yeah.
I've ran the entire distance of the equator. Suck my dick.
Well, by the way, Noah, when you tell us that you're going to be 10 minutes late to recording Tancast, and there's a tweet on there about how far you just ran, we know what you were doing.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to hide it.
I know. I was just giving you more shit.
I think I've seen the worst of humanity. I improved wrong. Now do you see why I prefer to live in Disneyland?
Yes,
I
that have, one.
I don't know what I had just seen, but I remember I was not happy about it.
Was it something on Daily Show?
It could have been.
Or was it something in real life?
Colbert, Bigot Gate, Wall Street, Arizona, Oklahoma.
Was it Bigot Gate? No. I can't remember. Oh, I can't remember.
Yeah.
No,
Bigot Gate
I just
doesn't seem serious enough to me to get that reaction out of you.
I want to say it was something I saw in the news. It's like, oh, people are doing this. I'm like, what the fuck are people doing?
Is it the fact that Oklahoma passed a law that requires women to get an ultrasound and have the baby described to them before they can get an abortion?
You know what? That may have been it. Yes, because wasn't that not long after your tweet about way to go Oklahoma and Arizona?
Yep.
Yep.
And that's what I was referring to.
I think I looked up both of those stories and I was like, ah, oh, sweet Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of the Arizona one, and I'm sure even our overseas listeners have heard about this. But just in case you haven't,
no, we don't give a bloody shit about your fucking politics, all right, mate?
Arizona passed a law basically codifying racial profiling. Where police are required, if there's any suspicion, police are required to demand papers.
Show me your papers!
Exactly. Oh, man, SNL did a skit. It was during their...
All right, don't get off track.
No, I'm still on track.
No, you're not.
Their weekend news or whatever thing.
God damn it.
And, Seth Meyers' line was something along the lines of, you know, sorry, may I see your papers, is exactly what every Nazi German movie has. Like, that line is used by every movie.
Now, if we travel somewhere and we get in trouble, do we have to show that we're allowed to be there?
Well, the law is, as originally written... wasn't like you were in trouble. It was like police just stopping people to demand their papers.
Oh, so how it is now in Arizona, it's not... You could just be stopped for no reason. Like, you could be just walking down the street not doing anything illegal. You can be stopped and be asked for your papers.
Yeah, I think they changed the law at the end of the week. Like, they passed a modification to it. Where now there's got to be, like, some sort of pretense of, you know, you were tailgating or driving too slow or whatever.
Okay. And do people still have a problem with it just because they think that they're going to racial profile people and ask them for the papers?
Yeah. It's if you cannot prove that you're in the country legally right then, you go to jail until you can.
But how is that going to make more racial profiling? Like, it seems like if people are going to racial
profile... Is a single Canadian who's in this country illegally going to get pulled over for that?
But he wouldn't normally before that law. Like, racial profiling didn't all of a sudden start because of this law. People get raped for a profile all the time and get pulled over all the time for lame shit just because of the race.
Exactly. But the new one here is that you are presumed guilty until you can prove that you're innocent.
But my question is, like, if we go to Europe someplace and we get in trouble, can't they ask to see, like, are you allowed to be there?
Yes, but this law is you're not even in trouble.
Well, no, but I thought Andy just said they changed it to you have to have done something.
They have to create an excuse for some actual crime to pull you over for.
Right, but my point is...
what someone actually said.
But my point is, like, doesn't it happen other places as well? Like, if we go to Europe, they can make up an excuse to stop you and ask if you're allowed to be there. Like, that's what I'm saying. Do they check that in other places?
I don't know. Europe, right in.
Yeah, let us know.
I mean, so part of me feels like... So,
like, if I just got pulled over because I had a busted taillight... anywhere in Europe, if I got pulled over, would the police ask me for my ID, or would they ask me for my passport and visa?
Yeah, that's what I'm
wondering.
Would
they ask me to identify myself, or would they ask for my proof that I'm there legally? Because those are different things. One of them contains a presumption of guilt and requires proof of innocence, which is exactly the opposite of the way that U.S. law has been written.
Well, doesn't a driver's license count as proof that you live here?
No, you can be a resident alien and get a driver's license. You could be a driver's license, too, I guess.
Well, yeah, but if it's a real driver's license, doesn't that at least check out that you're here illegally? You can't get a driver's license and be here illegally. You can't just hop the fence and then go to the DMV.
Well, let's find
out.
Can
you? Maybe I'm wrong. I'm throwing it out there.
I'm going to try to look up the Arizona law right now and see...
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, maybe they can get fake ones. But so how it's written now is, like, if they stop you and they say, you know, prove me, give me, well, I mean, how would an American prove? Like, if I'm an American and I get pulled over in Arizona, how would I prove that I'm allowed to be here besides my driver's license?
Presumably your birth certificate.
Okay, so you're supposed to carry your birth certificate.
Yes, because there was somebody who already got pulled. There was this truck driver who got pulled over. He didn't have his birth certificate on him, so this already happened. They took him to jail, and he had to sit there while his wife I think they towed his rig away or whatever, and his wife had to come down and bring his birth certificate.
Oh, okay. But is that what really people are having the problem with, or do they just feel it's going to start racial profiling?
I think they're it's not even, I mean, like, yes.
Like, I think, yeah, that is fucked up. I don't think it will necessarily start any more racial profiling than there already is. Like, if you're going to be racial profiled, it's probably going to happen either way, regardless of the law.
It's not just the law tells cops that they can ask people that. It says they must.
Yeah, it says they can be sued if they're not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not pulling over random Mexicans, they can be sued for not doing
it. Well, I don't think – it's not specifically, well, Mexicans, right?
Well, no
yeah,
one –
Yeah, saying that it's not specifically Mexicans is just – if it's effectively Mexicans, it may as well be specifically Mexicans.
And no one involved with the law has explained how you're supposed to determine people suspicious of being in here illegally without racially profiling. Like, no one has been able to give any
gotcha.
Sort of – everyone has thrown up their hands like, oh, I don't know. Well, no. Someone said the shoes they wear or something like that. I'm like, yeah. They're special illegal shoes
wow.
and then legal shoes.
Yeah, it's
I've really
the standard
that
nod and
I've
wink of a – well, everyone knows how this will be implemented.
This podcast has a lot of us talking over each other.
Yeah, sorry.
I mean, part of me feels like, you know, it's not bad that they should check, because I do feel like we do have a law. So, you know, if we do have this law, then we should, you know, enforce it. Now, that doesn't mean I don't think people should be allowed over here. Like, I think we should decide what we want to do and do it either way, but not be like, you know, oh, we don't want you to enforce, you know, people doing stuff illegally.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that immigration is badly broken and desperately needs reform, but I also think that this law presumes guilt.
I mean, now that you explain it to me more, yeah, I can see. Yeah, that's pretty fucked up. Like, I didn't know what the full extent of it was. I just heard people like, oh, you know, and I just heard the basic of it. I'm like, well, on the face of it, that didn't sound like a horrible thing, but I didn't realize what exactly it was doing.
But I agree. Like, we need... like cheap labor, and yet we want to try and kick them out. Like, we still want our shit to cost like the little as possible, and you know, we don't want to pay our nannies a decent wage, but at the same time we don't want these people quote unquote stealing our jobs. It's like, you need to pick a side.
Yeah, but I think that's a side effect of it being illegal. Like, if they were here legally, then they wouldn't get paid that little.
That's my point. Yeah, that's why they have to be illegal to be here.
Yeah, but
I don't know. I think there's a better way. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know what it is.
Going after the people who hire illegals, making legal immigration or guest worker programs or whatever more effective, less bureaucratic. I think there's a lot of things that could be done, but what you have is, and I'm sorry to, I don't want to pick on conservatives, because it's not just conservatives. There's a lot of liberals who go after this same side of the issue, but there is... I would say more than just being political, it's like a classist issue. It's people with money want to continue to make use of the cheap labor, but they don't want anybody looking at them.
And they probably don't want to pay for the cheap labor to get services in our country, like medical.
Exactly. Yeah,
then it wouldn't be cheap labor.
Yeah, they want the cheap labor that exists with no legal protections, that has no wage protections, that has no legal rights or what have you. But they want to blame the people who are looking for that work, not the people who are hiring them to do it, because they are the people who are hiring them to do it.
Those filthy motherfuckers.
And I think, I mean, even though, you know, if they're all above board, we still don't get the cheat labor, but I think it would work out in the end, because then we'd have more people who are paying taxes
mm-hmm.
and contributing more than they are now, because they can't, A, because we don't want them here, and B, because, you know, they want to fly under the radar. I don't know. I haven't done a lot of research.
Yeah,
about
it really doesn't do you a lot of good to, be in the country illegally and then filing paperwork of, you know, where you lived and how much you earned and where you worked and.
What? That seems like a totally good idea.
Oh man,
here's where you can find
me. I only caught the.
Although,
sorry, go ahead, Jim.
How can we say we're cracking down on illegal immigration when I pass that Home Depot every day?
Oh, I was going to talk about that. Like, because I go by there all the
right
time.
There.
I'm like, everyone knows they're there. Like,
they're right. I see them. Look, go get them. Go. Where are you going?
I'm like, how come INS never comes down here? But hey, you, come on. I'm like, do they just not care? Do they not have the time?
How do they not have the time? Like, fucking everybody's on their ass. We need to fucking curb this illegal immigration. Fucking there they are, right there. You don't really care. Because you want, this Sunday, you want someone to move your couch for a fucking $1.50 and a sandwich. And so you're not going to fucking tuck them. Touch them. Hypocritical cockknocker.
I like that. That's good.
Yeah, what I really love is the guys who are in the California Assembly and the California Senate and the U.S. House of Representatives who come from, like, farming and ranching and whatever. And they're businessmen, so they're typically members of the GOP, but they're in Washington yelling and screaming about the evil, illegal immigrants who are coming over and stealing our jobs. It's like, dude, you know exactly where all your money that you just used to run for that office came from. You know exactly how much profit is centered around not paying for your labor.
And there it is.
It just got real in here, yo.
Yo. Oh, here's a really great one for you.
Oh, good.
Guy in the Alabama GOP primary for the governor's seat, Tim James, I believe, released an ad that says... something about why is the driver's test given in 12 languages? This is Alabama. We speak English. If you want to live here, learn it. We're only giving that test in English if I'm governor. Maybe it's the businessman
and
blah, 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 blah.
I did hear about that.
Yeah. So somebody fact-checked him. The driver's test, the system that puts out the English strings, gives them 12 other languages for free, and if they only gave it in English, they would lose out federal funding.
Nice!
And here's a great question for you. What if somebody has just passed, you know, they're an immigrant with a work visa, and they're working on their citizenship, and they need a driver's license to drive? Would you rather they're not able to take the driver's test, and maybe they drive illegally?
Well, yeah, I mean, what he said is stupid.
Yeah, it's the same English-only, hate all the foreigners, they're taking our jobs.
I do think it's odd, and I think it's just the way, you know, America's set up. I do think it's odd that there are people who have been here a while and haven't really learned the language. I mean, and not just me. I think if I lived in a foreign country, I would want to learn the language. But I also think there's so many different types of cultures here that, you know, they set up their own community and they don't need to really learn the language. You know, they live in their little community and, you know, they can speak whatever native dialect they did and they're all set. Which I don't think is a bad thing. I just think it's kind of odd.
And I don't think I can argue about it because 3 generations ago, my family was still speaking German.
Yeah.
Nazi fuck.
9. That's it. That's all I got. Hitler.
No. By the way, speaking of legal races and politics and whatnot, fucking everybody who's listening to this in California better make sure to vote yes on pot November 2nd, whatever it is. I don't know, Proposition 420, I imagine, but vote yes.
You want yes on pot, Tim?
Fuck yes. I don't smoke pot now. I probably won't smoke it if it's legal, but fucking... It's like the thing with prohibition. Like, making it illegal just means that only, like, you know, criminals and whatnot are making money selling it. As opposed to we could be getting taxes off that shit. And fucking that's less people in jail, mm-hmm. and less police having to just time and effort spent hunting down fucking people whose only real crime is having too many episodes of SpongeBob on the TiVo.
I wonder however heavily regulated it will be. Like, I wonder if you'll still have the above board people and the people who are doing it illegally.
Well, I actually know somebody whose family makes moonshine.
Yeah, I mean,
I can guarantee that there will still be people growing their own and selling it and whatever.
Yeah, I just wonder how much it'll be. Because, like, moonshine is pretty niche right now, you know, isn't it?
Yeah, I imagine it will get pretty niche. Because it's kind of like with anything else. Once, you know, Walgreens fucking slickly markets it and packages it and, you know, combines it with a Happy Meal or some shit. I guess that'd be McDonald's, but whatever. You know what I mean? Once it becomes mainstream and marketed with corporate money behind it, people are like, oh, shit, I'm going to get new fucking Hasbro pot or whatever.
Yeah,
plus Duncan Hines pot.
Why would you be drinking, you know, to go back to the moonshine, why would you be drinking the, hey, I don't know if this is actually just a bunch of cleanser or whatever that's going to make me go blind as soon as I take a sip. I don't know if this is, you know, fucking antifreeze.
Well, I think pot is a little bit different,
green
though.
Apple bite.
Like, sorry, I mean, I think now? Pot, you don't have to worry so much about side effects of I'm going to go blind or
well,
die.
Well, no, like... You know, what other
well, that may
what
not
other
have to be
shit
pot. It
has
could
somebody
be oregano,
dropped in
it could be
here.
Whatever they cut it with to make it – not cut it with, but you know what I mean? They, you know,
no, they can,
maybe too
they
many
can
seeds
cut it. They can stick
shit.
Other shit in there, you know, other
yeah,
plant
I mean,
material
I,
in there.
I don't know there's a lot of drugs. I don't think they generally do that with pot as much as they do it with other drugs.
What pesticides have they sprayed on the pot plants?
Again –
You know, what heavy metals has the pot plant picked up?
I think people who smoke pot are generally more green than that, if I could use – like, I don't think they're...
And I'm not talking about, you know, like, you know, Bob and Mary Burnout
oh, you're
who are growing shit
about
in
like
their basement.
The corporate?
No, I'm talking about, like, you know, the fucking Mexican cartels.
Oh.
Who
I mean,
knows what shit they put on that? You know, when you, if you let a criminal organization be the main supplier,
I can't guarantee that product
is not going to be half cow shit.
Again, I don't smoke pot, but I think that's more a problem with other drugs. I don't think it's the same thing with pot where they're cutting it with weird shit and putting weird shit in it.
I'm not saying putting weird shit in it for effect. I'm just saying, like, from a safety point of view. Or, you know, like, they just don't know enough. They didn't take care enough of it to make sure that it didn't get infected with, like, mold spores.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know a lot enough about the pot industry.
I'm just saying, once that pot, you know, once they can fucking process, once they have like a pot processing plant, once it becomes like a business where fucking money, like large corporation money is at stake, you're going to want that pot. That's
Walmart's
going to
kill
pot.
All the mom and pop pot shots.
There'll still be a place for them because you'll want the good tasting pot. You know, you're like, oh, you know, this is much better than the corporate pot. I can taste the love.
Yeah, like there'll be a pot bucks, but there'll also be like a local pot coffee shop.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Pretty soon you'll be able to order pot for your mail, pot flicks.
Pot flicks!
Hot pot kit.
I hate the news, how they always tease stuff like, oh, what could be killing you right now? Find out in 5 hours.
You know what could be killing me right now? Fucking stress!
But they mentioned something about like how pot growers don't want it to become legal. And Biden bothered to research why. I assume probably because they can make more money.
Yeah.
When it's not legal. Or not
and
fully
yeah,
legal.
Yeah, there'll probably be regulations enforced upon them. You're like, all right, well now health and safety has to get involved and you can't just pee on this.
And more competition. But
yeah,
also,
but like
I mean,
the Oaksterdam people are fighting to get it legalized. So like the distributors and the sellers and all the rest. They're fighting to be taxed, to be legit.
But also, I don't think it's going to be like every place is going to sell it. Because I still think there's, even if it's legal, there's still going to be a stigma attached to it.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you
say it's not that much worse than alcohol or cigarettes. I would almost say cigarettes have a worse stigma at this point than pot does.
No, it's going to take until like all of the aging people who believed that reefer madness was gospel truth dying.
Well, right. Once all of Jay Leno's audience is dead.
Yeah, once Jay Leno's audience is dead.
Mainstream.
And we can try to hasten that, you know. You can take action. Kill an
old
fucker.
Old people, sit around more.
Kill a bigoted, closed-minded old fucker. They have nothing to teach you.
Or you could all move to a state where it's not legal.
Yeah.
Utah. They can't wait to have you. Come on. Move on over there.
Or Florida.
You don't have caffeine there. You'll be right at home. All right. Well, we've ended this with plenty of hate and political ramblings.
Yep.
We've covered a lot of ground this episode.
Talking about shit we barely understand.
Yep. That's how we talked do it, yo.
We talked about shitting our ass off with the double down.
You talked about shitting your ass off. My ass was stupendous.
So I've heard.
Yeah, that's right. It's getting better now that I'm running. Yeah. Ladies, I'm taking.
Against the wind?
Sometimes.
All right.
Not fun.
That's Tancast, kids. See you next week when Noah says...
Poop.
There you go. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Tancast. Remember, vote for Tim Babb and KTLA's Find Me a Comic Sweepstakes. You can find the link right in the show notes. Also, go to Tancast.com, leave a comment on this or any episode, and read our blogs. Go to Tancast.com to find our iTunes feed, where you can subscribe to us and write us a review so other people can find us. You can go to the Tancast store at cafepress.com/Tancast and find a link to our Facebook fan page where you can get the inside scoop about what's going on Tancast during the week before everyone else. That's it for this week. Catch you next week on Tancast. Vote for me in the KTLA contest. Please. Oh, God, please.
Tancast. So we got two comments on Tancast on Noah's I Like Blu-ray Porn. Blog post, and one says, it's the same person. This site is not entertainment. And then the next thing, sent me some sexy girl's email ID.
Sounds like spam.
Smells like spam.
But there's no... I guess there is some sort of... No?
Well, sometimes they just do regular messages to fuck up the spam filter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well then I will delete spammy. Both of these. Should I mark them as spam?
I want to see them.
All right, I just approved them.
Good job.
Well, because I looked, and the person actually has a YouTube. But, like, I looked at that email address, and there's not YouTube, Facebook page.
Maybe it's not spam. Seems like spam. But
it's a girl's picture, and it says the person's a guy. And they are employed by the State Life Insurance Corporation of Pakistan.
The site is not entertainment. Sent me some sexy girl's email ID.
Or could be a troll.
Yeah. You know what? Spam!
Spam, 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 biddy spam! The wonderful spam!
Sorry, Hamid Raza, you can suck it.
Suck it down! Suck it good.
That's
like
right,
a grown
you
man
eat a bag
should.
Of shit, Hamid!
Oh, whoa, Nelly.
Unless you're just a real person with poor English skills, in which case, you probably can't understand me. Ha ha! Lick a ball, 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 lick a ball,
lick, lick, lick a ball, lick
a sweaty ball, lick a ball, lick both my balls.
I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea.
I have cross a bad case. Onaka o sasutte of diarrhea. Gesture game no yōryō desu. Kanjō komete yatte mimashō.
I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea.